Hello, welcome to the Student Support Podcast. It's been a while since we've done one of these. I have to try and remember what I'm doing. So we go back to the start of why we actually started doing these podcasts back right at the start of the first lockdown. It was an opportunity for staff in student services to try and hopefully bring conversations about mental health into the open a little bit more. And engage our students, I think, in sort of an ongoing discourse and an ongoing conversation about stuff, really, anything related to our well-being and stuff that affects or impacts our experiences as part of the university community, and sort of have ongoing conversations about those. Now, the format of this one and kind of future podcasts is going to be slightly different, I think, because Ella, who's been an integral part of all of the podcast today, she's no longer with us. She's moved on to a new job in the NHS. So we're going to be slightly different. And what we're going to do is hopefully kind of share the workload a little bit, share the expertise, and bring different voices into the podcast. Different members of staff from across the university who've got knowledge and expertise in different areas, and hopefully bring some student voices into it as well. So we've got students talking about their own lived experiences as students at the University of Chester and all of our different sites. So that's the plan. So we're going to kick that off with someone who's actually been on the podcast before. I can't remember how long ago it was now. But when we did suicide prevention and we were talking about that, I think probably around September time, I would guess, World Suicide Prevention Day. So anyway, Tom Gambino is with us, aren't you, Tom?
I'm indeed. Hi, Dave. You okay?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Getting there. I'm good. I'm getting there. Slowly.
Yeah, what have you been up to recently?
Well, as you know, Dave, I had a bout of COVID myself recently, tested positive, and it certainly wiped me. But no, getting there, getting back to work and things and house chores, getting ready for the arrival of a new baby and things. So yeah, I'm getting there
Wow,
slowly, mate.
exciting times. Yeah.
Absolutely, it really is. Yeah.
Exciting times. Well, I'm actually in Guildhall today, down at University Centre Shrewsbury. We've got builders in. We're doing a lot of work to try and get the building and the campus, back up to scratch and really kind of nice and welcoming for the new students arriving in. It's only a few weeks away now.
Is it
So,
now? Just a couple of weeks, yeah.
no, dead excited about it. We're looking forward. So, what we thought we'd do to kind of kick off this next sort of round and series of podcast episodes, if you will, start looking ahead to the new year. You've just said it yourself there. You've got a bit of lived experience, a recent experience of COVID. We thought we'd have a chat about COVID, but specifically, the impacts on our mental health and, how we look after ourselves in relation to our mental health as we start university and move to what feels like the next sort of phase of the pandemic, which is, things easing off a little bit, but people still feeling a little bit unsure about exactly what the crack is really.
Yeah.
So I wonder whether the first thing to do is if you could explain a little bit about your role and the role of your colleagues in the in your team, the mental health advisors.
Certainly, Dave. Yeah, cheers. Thanks for the introduction. So, yeah, as Dave said, my name is Tom Gambino. I'm one of the three mental health advisors within student services at the University of Chester. A bit of my background is I'm a registered mental health nurse of 9 years, coming up to 10 years, which is crazy. So there's myself. We've got Catherine Heald, who is a registered occupational therapist. Maria Tunner, again, her background is in mental health nursing, and our clinical manager, Jamie Patterson. So the role of the mental health advisors, really, it's to support students who might be suffering from emotional or psychological distress, and it might be impacting on their university experience. As I said, we are registered practitioners, but within our role as mental health advisors, we don't practice in that capacity. We're there to purely use our experience to help guide the students and support them, and use our experience, in an advisory role, so that appropriate interventions can be implemented. It might be that we link in with local mental health services, for example. And as Dave said, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about, returning to life after COVID and looking after your mental health, and how we can use our skills as mental health advisors to support you guys as students returning to life after COVID. That's kind of a bit of our background and what we do, Dave. So yeah.
Nice one. 9 years. 9 years. We're just saying, weren't we, before we came on this, that we're just turning into old blokes, weren't we?
Just want to tend to our gardens. Yeah. Honestly, that's all I want to do is me lawn and flowers, all right.
cut me grass and, yeah, put my feet up with the brew these days.
Oh, that sounds like heaven.
So I want to pick out one thing that you said there before we move on to the next bit, because I think one of the things that's really important to me about our role, which I know that, you know, we talk a lot about the support that we offer within the university, which is really fantastic. And, you know, the role that we all do in our different roles as kind of professionals and supporting our students. But one of the things that's really important to me is how we're linking with local services.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important because, you know, it's our job to provide that really fantastic support to our students and help, you know, everybody who we work with to ultimately get that great degree and be successful academically. But more than that, we want everybody to kind of have a happy and healthy life well beyond their time at university. And I think that, you know, a lot of our work is targeted, isn't it, around sort of supporting people to build that toolkit, if you will, to understand themselves, to provide that self-care, but also to develop an awareness of what the services are out there. And, you know, if you need to be linked in with them on an ongoing basis, then we can support the people in that. But generally speaking, just develop that awareness of what's out there. So you've got, you know, access to support right throughout your life and that toolkit to help you succeed.
It's a really good point, Dave. I think, you know, the role of mental health advisors is exactly that. We want to give you students the skills and the tools to know how to look after and maintain your own mental health. And like Dave said, it could be that you have your own resilience, your own strengths to look after your mental health, but also that awareness of knowing where to go should you not be feeling so good. Because, but you know, the ultimate reality is, yes, while you're in university, you have access to the support of mental health advisors, etc. But once you've gone and left university, you know, you are then in the position for the rest of us, kind of like, you know, looking at my GP, do I maybe need to go to A&E? Are there any kind of crisis resource centres, that sort of thing? But I suppose whilst you've got that time in university, it's maybe knowing that that support is there from the mental health advisors. And we can link you in with those services, whether that be in Chester, whether you're in Shrewsbury or Warrington. Part of our role is knowing what's available within those communities and signposting you guys to those places, because it might be that that's the best thing for you. That's the most appropriate intervention and making you aware, maybe educating you a little bit why that's going to help. I'm not just saying to you, right, go there, they'll help. Maybe working with you and, you know, helping you understand as to why that will help. So when you do go out there in the future, you know where to go and why you're seeking that help.
100%, man. I mean, I see that generally. I always end up going off on a bit of a tangent within about 2 minutes of these podcasts. I'm sorry, man. But I see that as a really important part of our job within the university. So obviously you come to university because you're here to learn and you're here to, you know, do your academic program that you've chosen to study, whatever that might be. So obviously, you know, that's an educational process that you're going through there and you're learning about your subject. But bigger than that, the university experience is about learning a little bit about yourself and who you are as a person, you know, not just in your academic subject, but, you know, what your values are as a person, as a human being, what type of citizen do you want to be when you're a graduate, but also kind of, you know, how to look after yourself and spot the signs in yourself when you might be struggling. We all struggle at different points in our life. We all struggle with our mental health. Everybody does. And so the 3 years that you're with us as a undergraduate student, potentially, you know, that's the time to really kind of check in with yourself. And, you know, you just use the words there. It's about an education of, you know, building that toolkit to look after yourself and kind of spot the signs when you might be struggling, but also build that awareness of what support's out there, where to go when you are finding difficulties at different points in your life. And it's, you know, it's a big learning experience, isn't it, university?
100%. And you said about education again, Dave. I think a big role within mental health advisors is to offer that almost psychoeducation where you learn a bit about yourself. You know, one thing I should say here is, excuse me, that mental health advisors, we're not therapists, we're not counsellors, we're not, you know, the sessions won't be, you know, a big psychological analysis of you as a person. But we could offer you that psychoeducation of, right, okay, you're feeling this way. Maybe it's because of that. Maybe because this has happened. You know, learning and teaching, not necessarily teaching you ways, but maybe guiding you to find maybe why you're feeling that way and working out maybe what you could do to help, what maybe what's reinforcing this poor mental health. And again, we talk about linking in with local services. We can write to GPs if you're registered within the local area. We can refer you to local mental health services, given that we've got that professional background. We are in a position to do that. It might be that you don't need that. It might be that the work you do with us as a mental health advisor gaining some education on why you're feeling this way, things that might help. It might be that you might just need to check in with us every so often. You might not need that referral, but if you did, we are in a position where we could do that. And again, I probably should mention here, if we link this, obviously returning to life after COVID, some of you are going to be anxious. That's a given. You know, you might not be impacted by COVID. You can still access our support. If you have been and are impacted still by COVID, you can still, you know, get a referral to the mental health advisors via the wellbeing team. And some of the groups that we've started running, we do run an emotion management group now, which might facilitate your needs. We've actually got a male mental health group running, which obviously is for male students who feel they want to check in and get some peer support from other males who are struggling. And Catherine, who I mentioned before, our new mental health advisor, who's an occupational therapist by background, she's looking at setting up a relaxation group, which I think would be very beneficial given that, you know, returning to life after COVID, there is going to be some heightened anxiety, some stress, some worry. The relaxation group might lend itself well to those individuals who are, you know, struggling with the return to life after COVID.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, there's a huge range of support out there. Yeah, I think that it's really important, I guess, to acknowledge, we are giving a very whistle-stop tour, you know, through services here, but it's important to acknowledge, you know, just as we're about to go into a new academic year, and we've got new students arriving with us, we've got returning students, we've potentially got students in our sights who, you know, were with us last year, but haven't actually, you know, really been into university much at all. So they might even be coming into university. It might feel like a new start at a new university for them, even though they've actually been with us for a while. I think it's important to kind of acknowledge and recognise that everyone's going to be feeling a little bit differently about that. And that, you know, sometimes...
That's a good point. Definitely, Dev. I was going to say that. This isn't necessarily just aimed at new students who don't know about the support. It's for students who are currently studying at the University of Chester. Because I think sometimes one thing I've found, Dave, in terms of supporting our students who are maybe within that sort of 18 to 21 category, if you like, is that they're struggling with their mental health. And as you said before, we all do. But there are so many little simple strategies that if we nip it in the bud early, it can be maintained and we can manage our mental health. Don't get me wrong, I'm certainly not downplaying poor mental health. You know, as Dave said, we've all had experiences of poor mental health. I certainly haven't. But if we know what to do early on, it can massively help. And I think the role of the mental health advisor is just making you guys as students aware. Things like, you know, certainly with returning to life after COVID, it's making you ensure that you are staying connected with people. I think a lot of us, because we've been isolating, we've gone to that mindset now of I'm a little bit anxious about going out and interacting with people. But that's reinforcing that low mood and that anxiety. By staying connected with others, you're getting that interaction. You're learning that you can deal with that situation. You're getting support from other people. So I think one main role of the mental health advisor is just pointing you and giving you that idea of these little simple strategies, such as staying connected, and how that can help with maintaining good mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, back to that education aspect again, isn't it? I think that, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast, as I said at the start, is I think it's really important to us, you know, to our colleagues in student services and, you know, across the university. We have these conversations on an ongoing basis and we normalize these conversations about our thoughts and our feelings in relation to mental health. And that's the starting point. But then as individuals, once we start recognising the signs in ourselves, we might be struggling with anything, we might be feeling anxious about coming back to university, whatever your thoughts and feelings might be, you know, it's okay to be feeling those thoughts and feelings. You know, everyone's going to be dealing with the whole, you know, coming out of lockdowns, coming out of COVID in a different way. Some people will be absolutely buzzing and really excited to get back into university and throw themselves into all the social events, you know, get back cracking with all of that. Other people will, you know, potentially be a bit scared and anxious about doing that. And it's all right to feel any of those things. And if you need to start asking questions about it or understand it a little bit more or have a bit of support, that's what, you know, the staff are here for. That's what you guys are here for. And it's all about the education side of it, isn't it? So if we can start understanding why we might be feeling like this and start taking some steps to, you know, negate that a little bit, like you said, it quite often is the simple things, isn't it? We always talk about, you know, your diet, your sleep, your exercise, and, you know, your really basic fundamentals on this podcast. And sometimes it's actually just realizing that those little basic building blocks and those foundations are what actually sustains us and keeps us well.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point, Dave. You know, it can, and sometimes it's just getting that perspective from somebody else. So it might be that, you know, you speak to a mental health advisor, you have that chat, you know, because I think, like Dave said, starting or coming back to university is anxiety provoking anyway. Mm-hmm. And certainly returning to life after COVID, and you made a really good point there, Dave, there is no right or wrong. You know, from a personal experience, as I said, I had COVID a couple of weeks ago, but before that, I was very much like, yeah, let's get back into life, let's get back to work, let's go out again. But certainly since developing COVID and testing positive, and I'm still feeling the impacts now, I'm a little bit more apprehensive about going out, not necessarily because I'll get COVID again, but just feeling quite overwhelmed going out again, being outside, yeah, being around people. It's normal. There is no right or wrong. It doesn't show that you're weak. It's, you know, whether you're excited to get back to normality, that's fine. If you're a bit nervous, that's fine. But it's knowing that if you are struggling with returning to life after this pandemic, there is somewhere to go and you're not going to be judged. It's going to be a safe space. And the original point I was making there, it might be that you have one appointment with a mental health advisor. You gain some perspective on where you're at the moment, how you're thinking, how you're feeling. And that could kind of solve everything. That could be right. Okay, how I'm feeling has been validated and that's okay. I'm allowed to feel this way. And that could be the end of it. You could feel a lot better about things. It might not be, you know, you might not need to go to the GP. You might not need to sit down on the leather couch with a psychologist or a psychiatrist and talk about your deepest, darkest thoughts and feelings. The point is nipping it in the bud early. And I certainly think when you return to life to COVID, after COVID, if you can address it early on, you know, if you meet with a mental health advisor, we might know specific groups that are occurring within the university and outside the university, and we can put you in the right direction there.
Absolutely. And you've just hit on something else there. It was interesting listening to you talk about the change in you, yourself, from, you know, before COVID and your attitude before COVID about wanting to get back socialising, and then, you know, after having it yourself and feeling the kind of the impacts that it's had on your health, starting to feel a little bit more apprehensive about it after. And I think that using that example and thinking about how we all reflect on it and we treat the people around us, we don't know what our friends and our peers might be thinking. You know, we don't know what impacts they've had over COVID. We don't know what their approaches and their attitudes to it is. So it's really important that we go into this new academic year as we're coming back onto university and we're back onto site, to actually have a little bit of empathy and a bit of compassion towards other people. You know, be kind to other people, be understanding, be patient with other people, but also be kind to yourself as well, like you said about that, you know, it's okay to be feeling all of these thoughts. It's absolutely fine. You know, it's completely unprecedented what's happened over the last 18 months. We've got literally no reference point for it. So,
no.
Of course, there are going to be a complete full range of different emotional responses to it, because we've never experienced out like it before.
No, absolutely. That's a really good point, Dave. And I think that's another good point you said there about not beating yourself up. You know, you might be an individual who's quite, not laid back about it, but, you know, quite comfortable. COVID might have impacted you, but you're more resilient. You know, that's another point. We've all got different levels of strength and resilience. Yeah. You know, there could be things that impact me as an individual. Like I said, I've had COVID and it has made me more apprehensive. There could be some of you guys out there listening to this who feel like, well, I've had it and I'm quite comfortable getting back out there. But it, as you said, Dave, it's about maybe being respectful. Other people have their own strengths, their own weaknesses, and just having that open mind that not everybody is going to be as comfortable as you. But don't beat yourself up over that. You know, if you are comfortable with things and maybe you feel like, oh, I should have respected that person a little bit more, just reflect on it. That's not a bad thing. You know, it's, you know, you want to get back to normal life, and that's an admirable thing. You know, it's certainly not beat yourself up if you're not as cautious as others. You know, maybe just reflect on it, you know, learn from that experience. That's one thing we teach as mental health, or try to teach as mental health advisors, is that, you know, you're not going to deal with a situation perfectly in the moment. It's going away and reflecting on it and thinking, I don't like how that went, but you learn from it and then you improve as a person, don't you, the next time it comes round.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, everything's always a learning process, isn't it? Everything's always a learning process. You have an opportunity to learn about yourself, how you react in the situation, you know, and that's where we take the biggest lessons from, isn't it? You know, when things haven't gone particularly to plan, or you feel like you could have dealt with something a little bit better, that's when you learn the most about yourself.
Experience as well, isn't it, Dave? Yeah. You know, as you kind of progress through life and have these experiences, you learn to realize that, right, I didn't deal with that the best, so next time that comes around, I'm not going to let myself feel that way again. And I think COVID is the prime example of that. You know, there's probably been experiences through this pandemic and probably going forward where you're going to think, I don't like how that went down, that situation. I felt like I could have dealt with it better. But it's about being kind to yourself. You're a human being. There's no right or wrong way of dealing with how this pandemic's been. And I think I just want to go back to kind of, you know, we are linking this to returning to life after COVID. And I think that's important. There are going to be many of you who have been impacted. And please do access, you know, the wellbeing team. And if you need that referral to us, the mental health advisors, a bit more specialist, that's absolutely fine. But also as well, I want to stress, because I know in the NHS there's been reports of, you know, other people have almost not been neglected, but it's been kind of looked over, other problems. It might be that your general mental health is not so great, not related to COVID.
Yeah.
We are still here to support you with that. It's not just COVID mental health advisors. We are here for the full range of mental health difficulties. I think it's important to mention that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, very much so. And I think that, you know, not wanting to kind of, you know, predict things, but you know, I think it's fairly likely that given the start of term and getting back to normality, whatever, I hate using that word, everyone's banding it around at the minute,
yeah,
getting back to normal, but it is, you know, I think as we start kind of getting back into the routine of our normal-ish lives, I think we are likely to see that full range of mental health difficulties come to the fore again, aren't we? And I think that it is super, super important for all of our students, anyone who's listening to this, that, like Tom said, try and nip it in the bud as early as you can by accessing our support services, and we'll work through it with you.
That's it. And a really good point there, Dave, is you might have underlying mental health conditions, whether that is anxiety, depression, severe mental illness, such as psychosis, bipolar, whatever it might be. And the impact of COVID and the anxiety might, you know, impact on that in a negative way. So it is about, you know, linking in with us early on so we can get you the right support externally. But again, I talk about pointing you in the right direction of other areas. The charity Mind have got a dedicated page now on the internet dedicated to the impact of coronavirus on our mental health. And they go through a whole list of different resources to manage anxiety and low mood and depression. You know, they talk about applying the principle of mindfulness, you know, allowing yourself to be present in the moment. It might be that, you know, you've had COVID and you're really struggling with the fact you had it and how poorly you were. But the skill of mindfulness and allowing yourself to be totally present in the moment, that and practicing that skill, is a really powerful tool, which again, as mental health advisors, we would work on with you. Another interesting skill, which I've been reading up on recently, again, you might be anxious about returning to life after COVID. It's finding yourself that safe space. That could be anywhere. That could be somewhere within your accommodation, the family home. It could be on the university campus somewhere. I know in Chester and in Shrewsbury, they have like crisis spaces within the community. I know in Chester, it's number 71. What's one in Shrewsbury called, Dave?
Sanctuary.
So yeah. It could be there. It's finding that safe space where you can just breathe, give yourself that moment just to get yourself grounded. So yeah, that anxiety with COVID, it's finding that safe space for yourself. And setting realistic goals. You know, if you are struggling with return to life after COVID, it's not, you know, being fair to yourself, like we said before, and being realistic that this might take time. You know, I might have to link in with my department and do some remote learning because I am anxious about going back onto campus. It's doing it gradually and step by step, you know, rather than overwhelming yourself. Oh, I've got to get back to normal sooner rather than later. Be fair in yourself and set realistic goals. And that's for all of us.
Yeah, everyone. I was going to say that's for staff coming back to work. Yeah. It's for students coming back to university. I think that's really important. But obviously from the student point of view, if you need any advice or support with any of that, then that's exactly what we're here to do, isn't it, Tom?
That's it. We can put you there. You know, it might be like you come and speak to a mental health advisor or someone in the wellbeing team. It might be that, you know, I'm struggling with this anxiety linked to COVID, for example. We would go through kind of the skills and the techniques of practicing mindfulness, you know, safe spaces, pointing in the right direction of these resource centres. You know, it could be that you keep some kind of journal or diary. And I was reading some recently, it was more linked to males and how men, but for all of us, keeping a journal is good because you're almost counselling yourself, you know, going through it. I've had a bad day today, and you can start noticing trigger points. You know, I was in a crowd of people, I started thinking about COVID. So you're noticing trigger points and you can do something about it. So by journaling, in some kind of mood diary, you're learning about yourself, what does and doesn't help. And that's something that, you know, in our appointments, we would go through with you.
Nice one. Right. So we've whizzed through a lot of content there, haven't we?
We have indeed, yeah.
But thank you for coming on. I was going to say, you know, one of the things we want to continue doing, we're going to keep doing these podcasts, like I said at the start, but we're going to try and share some of the workload and the expertise out around the department so we get different voices on. I know that you've got a huge amount of different interests and different areas of expertise. So I'm going to put you on the spot and tap you up for coming back on again in the future for some stuff.
100%. Love 100%. To. Absolutely love to.
Obviously, you mentioned male mental health a couple of times there, didn't you? And I know
that'd be a good one.
Yeah, you're running the Males Mental Health group, aren't you, that you referred to earlier? So we could possibly go into that in a bit more detail at some point.
Yeah, I'd love to, 100%.
So that'd be good. But also, for any student listening to this, what we're going to do is we'll put some links on the blurb underneath this podcast to kind of our support services, but also some of those external resources like Mind that you mentioned there, because that's really good. The stuff on Mind is always fantastic, but the COVID stuff especially is really, really good. So
yes, it is. Yeah.
We'll bang the link on to that. But also, if any students are interested in listening to any specific topics or you'd like us to address anything in future, please let us know. What we'll do is we'll advertise this through Instagram. So you'll see the Instagram account. You can contact us on there, or you can email the wellbeing team. And just, you know, give us a bit of feedback and suggest any themes, because what we want to be doing, like I said before, it's really important that we're having ongoing conversations related to wellbeing and mental health, but they've got to be relevant and they've got to be, you know, current in relation to the issues and the things that people are thinking about and dealing with.
Absolutely echo that. And just quickly, I think it is dictated by you guys, the students. You know, me and Dave and the others could sit here and go, right, we're going to talk about this because we think it's relevant. You know, it's got to be what you want to hear. So I think that's really, really important. If you could give us that feedback in any of the formats Dave has said, that's always useful, definitely.
Brilliant. Right, well, thank you very much, Tom.
Cheers, Dave. Nice one, mate. Thanks very
much. Keep us posted on the grass and how your lawn's getting on at your house.
Oh yes, I will. I'll send you some pictures.
Nice one. And good luck with the baby arriving on the horizon as well.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No worries, pal. Speak to you soon.
Ta-ra, mate. Bye-bye.
Ta-ra.
Bye.